The Knock 'em Stiff, 1990-something. A grungy club where the cigarette smoke rises and mixes with a smell of sweat in the air. A frazzled bartender with tattoo-covered arms tries to keep up with the drink orders while dodging a constant barrage of pickup lines. An eager roadie manages the merch counter, hawking expensive t-shirts and CDs to a largely uninterested crowd. In the corner, a group of piercing-covered punks laugh at the posers that have gathered en masse for tonight's show. A couple of enthusiastic fans stand near the front of the stage, trying in vain to get a mosh pit going, despite the slower average tempo of the current set. You are standing near the center of the crowd, gripping a clear plastic cup that once contained a beer. Not your beer. Your buddy, Greasy Dave, shoved the empty cup into your hands before stumbling off to get another. You stare at the stage, desperately wishing you could be closer to the stage to drown out the voices of your friends, all of whom are babbling incoherently about whether or not they would bang Courtney Love. You wonder if they dragged you along just to be the designated driver. Besides, you haven't been able to think about much of anything else since she walked on stage. She is absolutely captivating.
Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as an old enemy. Take your time, hurry up, choice is yours, don't be late. Take a rest, as a friend, as an old memory.
She has short cut brown hair with bangs that frame her face perfectly. She strums an acoustic guitar that is plugged into a large black amp. She wears an unbuttoned oversized flannel over top a Soundgarden t-shirt that cut off right above her midriff. She has a pair of small jean shorts, and covering her legs was dark tights that became translucent under the stage lights. She wears large leather boots, but she moves with such enticing grace. You can't even remember who the headliner that you came to see was. And the way she sang, it makes you feel alive. The sultry tone of her voice with that grungy edge hangs in your mind between songs. You wonder, why wasn't she the headliner? What the fuck? She absolutely deserves more than some obligatory and scattered applause you say to yourself.
Thank you so much. We are beyond the kneefold. You've been a great fucking crowd. Our shit's in the back.
We can hear your friends behind you.
Thank you again. Good night.
Lewd jokes and insults at her expense. Angry and slightly claustrophobic, you make your way outside the club for some fresh air and peace of mind. The tour bus sits parked outside. You stand against the brick exterior, breathing in the urban air. Your moment of tranquility is broken by the sound of angry footsteps coming your way.
Oh, hey. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.